This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Last name is Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y. Date of birth is 5/10/1938. Date of evaluation is 11/15/2023. HPA history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. History of present illness. This is a 85 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 11/8/2023. Patient's chart indicates history of fall, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Pressure ulcer of sacral region and pressure ulcer of left ankle and right heel. History of urinary tract infection, COVID-19, mitral valve insufficiency, GERD, difficulty walking, dementia, vitamin D deficiency. Neuropathy, history of malignant neoplasm of breast, spinal stenosis. Patient is a poor historian. She is quite confused during my evaluation. Patient is COVID positive. Period. She was resting in bed. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, but she knew Biden as a president. She could recall only one out of three objects after 3 minutes. She's hard of hearing. Period. She gets easily tearful and talks about wanting to go home. Patient was admitted here on citalopram 20 milligram once a day. And memantine 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. A review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, respiratory, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, musculoskeletal, non-reported skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported Next paragraph, psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero, prior history of alcohol drug treatment, not known. Next paragraph, current occupation, not working, chart indicates retired in 2016. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test for collateral informant chart, nursing. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 112 over 53, pulse 60, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor apathetic. Motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, hard of hearing, soft, mood, dysphoric, tearful, thought process, confused, association, not very spontaneous, thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbance, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, only memory, recent, impaired, attention, concentration, impaired, judgment and insight, impaired. Next paragraph, under current psychotropic medications, citalopram 20 milligram once a day and memantine 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Uh, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity, without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F0 3.90, plans, anticipate patient's needs, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Number two, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, F33.1, plans continuous, citalopram as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Period, patient also has COVID-19, ongoing follow-up, attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, procedure code 99304, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of memantine and SSRI, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, above reference risks are acceptable, considering ongoing emotional distress of the patient. End of dictation.